Okay, I'm gonna try sharing my screen.
Hello.
Hi.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna try sharing my screen so I'll see what you guys can see.
Okay.
So you see my whole desktop, right? You see yourself twice here?
I see PowerPoint and I see one of me and one of you.
Okay, so if I move, you don't see us anymore, right?
We're in little tiles on the side.
Okay, but now you just see the PowerPoint?
The PowerPoint is smaller, but I still see us.
Okay, let's see. So, let me see what screen I need to share.
Now I'm little at the top and you're big.
Okay. Let me try the sharing the PowerPoint thing again.
Wow, you know that conversation about filters? People look absolutely fabulous on Zoom.
Yeah, I don't know who I am. Like the presentation goes to my other screen. Let me figure out how to fix that. What do you see now?
Ooh, now I see just the slide itself, not PowerPoint behind it, and then I see you and I small on the side.
Okay, but you can move that around, right?
Yes.
Yep.
And I can minimize it if I want.
Okay.
And then who manipulates the slides, Alejandra? Mm-hmm. Oh, it looks good, Alejandra.
Okay. We're not ready, right? There's two people in the waiting room, but we just keep them there for a little bit.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. At least till like 5 till.
Okay, so Kelly, I'm gonna make you co-host.
Okay, and then I'll see what I can see.
And Alejandra, can you hear okay where I'm sitting?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
So
now you can see if you can. If you can, who's that?
In the waiting room.
Okay.
Wonder who Tracy is. Tracy works for Carmen Ramirez.
Oh, okay.
She used to work for Saragossa. Okay, so Kelly, can I ask you a favor?
Yes.
Since you practiced all the names, when we get to the oath part, can I please say, Kelly, can you remind us all who needs to take the oath?
Yes.
And then you will go through the list, and then I will ask everyone to please raise the right hand. I'm going to read the entire oath, and then please say yes or I'll do something in the affirmative. I'm not going to say I, then you will state your name. I will complete the rest. And ask me to affirmatively respond. Okay. And then I'll send this
afterwards.
Okay. You were starting to ask me
something, right? I think that was just it. It was the oath. You get to that oath. You can ask me how you use that. Yes. Who do you show doing the oath today, and I'll be able to tell you based on the roll call.
So does Mike Judge take it? He's taken the oath.
Oh, yes. I didn't see her. Pretty dress. Yes. Thank you.
Okay, now I'm gonna
share
the screen. Sometimes you cut out.
Tell me, wait.
I can hear echo.
Echo.
Maybe it's the wall.
Can you hear me?
Hear me?
Yeah.
What do you see?
So now I see the agenda, and we're on tiles on the side.
Okay.
You still see the agenda?
I can still see the agenda, and I can still pull up the participants.
Okay. Wherever.
Perfect.
You guys are so Heather Winkley blessings.
It's Alejandra. Really. I shouldn't really say that about Heather.
I should only speak more for myself. And I think it's because I haven't had me the organizer. I just push a button and I'm part of a meeting. You know what I mean? I never have to be the organizer person.
I've been the organizer, but I usually share the screen and then someone else has to do the bells and whistles.
See, I've never even done the share the screen.
I had to ask him. Are you sure this is how you do it? I can change my name though, so it says Heather Allen, County of Ventura, or Heather Allen, UCRA, or Heather Allen, she, her.
I know how to change my name. That's the one thing I can do too. Okay, I'm gonna run and get some water. I'll be right back. Don't start with that.
On your left. Oh, could you hear that?
Yes.
I was trying. I really like your dress. Is it a dress or a shirt?
Mm-hmm. Dress.
Yes.
It was not super nice walking in and the wind.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I need to come up with an invention that weighs down my dress on a windy day.
Kind of like those weights you buy for your tablecloth when you're camping, you clip them on.
Yeah.
You need weights to clip on.
Yeah, either that or like a utility belt that just kind of hangs.
So I feel like there's weird weather going on because like when I leave for work, it won't be windy here, but it'll be super windy at home. But then coming to work, it was not windy at home, but super windy here. So I'm like getting it both sides.
So we have David Goldstein in the waiting room. So just a heads up.
Was everyone else in the meeting? Just we're in the meeting right now. Everyone else is sitting in the meeting. I'm so sorry. Normally you can see a great picture of this. Or a ghost. But
should we let them in like 5 minutes before the meeting or?
Yeah, I would say so, 25 maybe.
Yeah. And you ladies can see the slide that says we'll begin shortly. Yeah. Okay.
The slide looks good.
Cool. Okay, I'm gonna start letting people in.
Okie dokes.
Let me mute myself first. Good morning. We'll begin. We'll begin shortly in our BCREA directors meeting.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm just making sure I'm letting everybody in, and then we'll start. We'll start in about a minute or so. Thank you. Sue and Kelly, we have everybody here. You ladies ready to start?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe so.
Perfect.
Morning, everyone. This is Sue Hughes with Ventura County Regional Energy Alliance in the County of Ventura. And as staff for VCREA speaks, they'll introduce themselves to you. So at this time, since we don't have a chair and a vice chair yet, I'd like to call the meeting to order. And Kelly is going to take roll call.
Hi, good morning. I'm Kelly Katnoff, staff at VCREA. Director Mia Senor.
Here.
Director Basul.
Here.
Director Ariza. As an alternate, we have Director Juarez.
Here.
Director Jones.
Here.
Director Hernandez.
Here.
Director Judge.
Here.
Director Quady.
Here.
Director Almarez. Director Rubalcaba.
Here.
Director Levere.
Here.
Director Chancer.
Here.
And Director Austin.
Here.
Lynn Edmonds is also here. I apologize for having to leave quickly.
No worries. Thank you.
Okay. Are we good to go then, Kelly? Thank you. Okay. At this time, I would like to invite everyone to stand, and I will leave everyone in the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We have several new board members. Kelly is going to help me with the list of board members who need to take the oath of office, and I will be the one administering the oath. And just as a matter of procedure, I am going to say I and then ask everyone to state their name. I will continue to read the oath and then just ask you to have an affirmative answer at the end. So Kelly, could you remind us all who needs to take the oath?
Sure. I show Director Mia Senor will be taking the oath. Director Westphal. I show alternate Director Avila for Cayegas will also be taking the oath. Director Rubalcaba, Director Levere, Director Chancer, and that's it.
And does anybody think we might have missed them?
This is Joe Cabral, the Clean Power Alliance. I'm just participating in the meeting. I'm not a director.
Please raise your right hand. Please state your name.
Christina Villasena.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter. If you would please answer in the affirmative.
Yes, I do.
I do.
I do.
I do.
Thank you. And you will receive an email from Kelly with the oath form. If you would please sign that and return that to us, and then I will do the final signature and submit it to the clerk recorder's office. And at this time, it's time to make the election of the chair and vice chair for the upcoming year.
May I interrupt for just 1 second?
Sure.
I'm sorry, Carlos Suarez. Rick Ariza, who's our primary this year, just got on, I believe. And I believe he was supposed to take the oath as well. I apologize for that.
You should. I did participate.
Oh, did you, Rick? Thank you. I'm sorry. My apologies.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you. So we would like to open this for the nominations for chair and vice chair for 2021. Please.
Hi, this is Laura Hernandez.
And
I would like to nominate Matt Levere as chair.
I'll second that.
Second.
So we have a nomination, a second, and we are going to do a voice roll call. So all in favor of that nomination, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Director Matt Levere is the chair for 2021. And now I'm going to turn it over to you, Director Levere, for the vice chair appointment, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Ms. Hughes. Are there any nominations for vice chair for the
Yes, 2020? Mr. Chairman. I'd like to nominate Laura Hernandez for vice chair.
I second.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Mr. Austin, we'll do another voice vote on that. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, great. Ms. Hernandez, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, but, as we're gonna see coming up in this agenda, a lot of really interesting projects coming our way in the near future. So really excited to have this new board together and lots of great work to do. So we'll get on with the agenda. Minutes from the September 17th, 2020 board meeting. Are there any questions or comments on the minutes that were in our board packet this meeting? And if not, I'll entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I just wanted to correct the alternate next to my name in the meeting minutes.
So with that edit, I'll entertain a motion on approving the minutes.
I make a motion to entertain to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Great. Ms. Hughes, do we need to do a roll call on all of these? Can we do voice votes?
We do not. I double checked with county counsel who said we can't do a verbal roll call.
Great.
May I ask who made the motion and seconded it?
I made the motion.
Mr. Austin.
Wait a second.
Thank you.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
All right, that motion carries unanimously. The agenda review. Are there any questions or comments on the agenda for this meeting? And if not, we need a formal approval on that too, Ms. Hughes.
Actually, this is Kelly Catnaw, BCRA staff. I'd like to make a recommendation on item number 14 that we remove the requested action of receive and file. It's not needed. It was a mistake on my part.
Great. So I'll entertain a motion for the agenda with all items except for item 14.
I'll make a motion for the agenda to be accepted with the exception of item 14.
Thank you, Ms. Villasenor. And that second is, I'm sorry, I didn't catch the second.
Second was Judge.
Thank you, Mr. Judge. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. That motion to approve the agenda also carries unanimously. Are there any public comments today?
No.
Any board member comments? Hearing none, we'll move on to the formal agenda and item 10. We'll start with the Javier Saucedo contract amendment.
Hi, good morning. This is Alejandra Tellez, BCRA staff. We were asking for your board to approve the contract for Javier Saucedo. As some of you know, Javier Saucedo has been with BCRA for over, I want to say 10 years. He can correct me on that number, but he's been with BCRA for a long time. Currently, what we're asking is to extend his contract. Javier runs the Green Business Program countywide, except for the City of Ventura. The City of Ventura has their own program, but they're a great stakeholder, and they also help us with our implementation of the Green Business Program. But Javier runs the Green Business Program in the rest of the cities. And then also Javier is a great resource for any energy question that comes from the community, might it be a resident, a business owner, a local government. So he's kind of like our go-to person to answer any questions regarding energy efficiency. So we're asking just to extend his contract for another year. Any questions? And Javier's here to answer questions if you have questions for him too.
Great, thank you for that. Are there any questions or comments on this item? Seeing none, we'll entertain a motion on this contract extension.
Judge, move staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Judge.
I'll second.
I believe Ms. Edmonds with the second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? All right, that carries unanimously, and I thank you, Mr. Saucedo, for everything you've done the past 10 years, and we're looking forward to having you for another year.
Thank you.
All right. Next item is item 11, a review of the service rates for this year.
Hi, this is Alejandra again. We're asking you to approve our service rates. So how BCRA works, we are all County of Ventura staff, and you know we are county employees, but we staff BCREA. And what we're doing is, of course, we have county approved rates, but we have also a lot of overhead because we manage all the BCREA grants. So we're asking for you to approve these BCREA staff service rates. And these are the service rates that we use when we apply for any grants. So currently any grants with the Energy Commission or any grants with any other entity, this is the rates that we use. And we go by the county procedure of approving those rates, and then we have the BCREA rates. The reason why we're coming to you earlier, we usually do it at the fiscal year, is because we have a grant coming up, as you're gonna hear from Heather, and that requires us to kind of have those survey rates before the new fiscal year. So we're coming to you a little bit earlier this time. Any questions on the service rates?
Any questions or comments on the rates contained in item 11? Okay, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion on this item.
I'll move a staff recommendation on this.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Judge, and Mr. Austin with the second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Then item 12 is the proposed 2021 meeting schedule.
Hi, yes, this is Kelly. Presented before you today are two meeting schedules. Historically, BCREA has implemented both schedules, and we have found that meeting four times a year leads to a more comprehensive agenda, as well as increased engagement and participation. So we're requesting action of the board to consider and approve one of the two schedules.
Thank you, Ms. Ketnach. Any questions or suggestions on this item?
I'm not sure I heard that completely.
So presented to you are two schedules, one's meeting four times a year and one is meeting six times a year. And BCREA historically has implemented both schedules. However, we have found that with meeting four times a year generates a more robust agenda and more engagement from members of the board. But of course, the decision is up to the board as to how often they would like to meet.
Are we making a decision between 4 and 6?
I'll add, you know, my personal preference is to have the quarterly meetings with a more comprehensive agenda. I think that appreciates the staff time that goes into putting on meetings, and you know, it's a personal preference of mine. I like having fewer meetings, but getting a lot more done during those meetings. But I'll entertain any other comments if there's a preference on doing it every other month.
I'll move the schedule to 4 times yearly. That's it.
Second that motion.
Brady, is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Austin. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, that motion is approved unanimously to have quarterly meetings through 2021. All right, our next item, item 13, the Ready, Set, Go Ventura County Electric Vehicle Project Update.
Hello, I'm Heather Allen. I'm a program administrator for Ventura County Regional Energy Alliance. And everyone should have a board letter in their packet that will go over this item in more detail. I'm just going to give a brief overview. And after I'm done, if anyone wants to ask questions, please do. If not, I'll share my email address and people can email me questions if they think of them afterwards. So in 2018, Ventura County Regional Energy Alliance received a grant from the Energy Commission to develop a regional Ventura County readiness electric vehicle blueprint. And that was a phase one of the EV blueprint implementation grant from the Energy Commission. This past fall in 2020, the Energy Commission invited all recipients of the phase one funding to apply for phase two funding to implement the blueprint. In the Southern California region, the three recipients of the phase one funding was VCRA, County of Los Angeles, and the Port of Long Beach. So we all applied, and VCRA was chosen and recommended for the grant through the Energy Commission. And the Energy Commission will be meeting on March 17th to approve our grant agreement. And this is why we have a board letter. We're asking to delegate the authority for the grant agreement so that Sue Hughes, our executive director, can sign it. For this grant, we have 4 partners. Gold Coast Transit District, they'll be receiving a microtransit electric van, and they're implementing a new route in South Oxnard, which previously did not have services. We'll be working with the City of Thousand Oaks. They will be purchasing 2 electric buses as kind of a pilot project for their first electric buses. We'll be working with the County of Ventura General Services Agency, the Fleet Division, and they will be opening up 2 remote motor pool locations with electric vehicles and these really cool solar standalone charging stations. And those charging stations can be moved to other locations if necessary. Like for instance, if the county facility is rented and they change facility location, so that's an added bonus. And then we will also be partnering with the Mesteco Indigenous Community Organizing Project, or MICOP. That's a community-based organization. We'll be purchasing a plug-in electric hybrid van and again, a solar standalone charging station, and paying for someone to drive that van to support community members going to doctor's appointments or community meetings or to whatever other needs their community needs for transportation. And so the recommendation is that the board delegate authority to the Ventura County Regional Energy Alliance Executive Director to approve and sign the Clean Transportation Program Grant Agreement with the California Energy Commission to implement the Ventura County Electric Vehicle Ready Community Blueprint, approve and sign the contract, or MOU, with MICOP to implement the Community Electric Van Pool, Approve and sign contracts for a yet to be determined electric vehicle coach. Sign a memorandum of understanding with Gold Coast Transit District to implement their Go Now microtransit route. Approve and sign a memorandum of understanding with the City of Thousand Oaks to implement the electric bus accelerator pilot project. Approve and sign memorandum of understanding with the County of Ventura General Services Agency to implement the electric remote motor pool expansion and manage and administer the Ready, Set, Go Electric Ventura County project. And to summarize, this is a $2.5 million grant that we'll be getting funding from the Energy Commission. And then with the partners match funds, it brings the total project cost to almost $5 million. So it's really exciting. It shows great partnership in our region, and hopefully it'll accelerate our move to electrified transportation. And does anyone have questions?
Great, thank you for that program update. Any questions for staff?
Not so much a question.
And I'm not able to see the everybody. So, if you have a question, we'll try to go ahead and do this.
So I said Director Hernandez. Said Director
Hernandez. Oh, okay, thank you. I had to change speakers. I just wanted to congratulate staff for the very good work, applying for this grant and going up against two formidable jurisdictions, Long Beach, Port, and Los Angeles. That's quite an accomplishment. So good job. Thank you very much. And I'm also prepared to make a motion to approve the stated recommendations if we're taking motions.
Thank you, Vice Chair Hernandez.
I too just wanted to congratulate staff on getting that grant. That was a great job.
Yeah, I wanna echo that as well. To go up against LA County and the Port of Long Beach and to come out the winner is really impressive. So thank you. And I also want to thank our partner agencies for stepping up with these matching funds. So this is really great. A couple great projects. I'm excited to get going on this. So we have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
I have one question. Sorry, my input.
Judge?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. All in favor?
Okay. Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Okay, great. That motion carries unanimously. Thank you again to staff.
Christina had a question or something?
Yeah, I did. I'm fine. The motion passed. My question is...
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I was wondering if there was any part of this project happening in the Santa Clara Valley. I don't believe so, but I just wanted to double check if there was. I know that MyCOP is going to be working in low income and disadvantaged community census tracts. I think that's mostly in the Oxnard, maybe some Port Hueneme area. Just asking for, if that extends to any other low income tracts. Fillmore in particular has an opportunity zone. So I was wondering if that might be coming our way.
Yeah, so one of the exciting parts of this grant that I didn't really go into detail is that we're hiring an electric vehicle coach, and it's a 3-year contract position. And that EV coach will be a resource for the community, for all of the cities, special districts, basically, for all of Ventura County. They can call and ask that person questions. The job will also be to help apply for additional grant funding. Basically, just try, the main purpose of the EV coach is to try to get more electric vehicles and charging stations into our county. And they can help find funding sources, incentives and rebates, and just be a technical resource also.
Great. Thank you so much for that.
And the EV coach, sorry, I just wanted to mention that the EV coach, all the outreach and stuff will also be bilingual.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Villasenor. Okay. Item 15, general updates and announcements.
Yes. Hi, this is Alejandra. So very excited to have all of you on board. Just some general updates and announcements. As you can see, we're always engaged in trying to get different types of funding. One of the things that we've seen through implementation of the Green Business Program and just being stakeholders and always being on the lookout for more grant funding is that there is currently maybe potential opportunities to do something beyond what we're used to. So if, you know, we usually come with energy efficiency projects, electric vehicles, renewable, solar, things like that. As you can see in our mission, we just kind of capture sustainability overall. So we currently see a potential of maybe more funding in either recycling, food waste recovery. I know there are several legislation and bills coming down with several different, mandates that cities and counties have to abide by. And then, there's also potential in water programs. So we wanted to get the board's, intake or either support about BCREA staff. Currently, we don't have the capacity, but we always look for any grant opportunities that, can help us build that staff capacity or maybe hire local workforce that can help us with those projects. So just wondering if there was interest in us as a staff looking for opportunities beyond energy efficiency, water, food recovery, recycling, and see if the board was interested in that. We always take a regional approach. So anything that we look for, we make sure that we engage with nonprofits, all of our cities, APCD, BCTC. So any type of regional work that we do, we see a great benefit in doing that region wide. So we just wanted to kind of see if that was of interest of the board for us to pursue different types of funding.
Great, thank you, Alejandra. Any questions or comments on staff's request?
Yeah, I have a question, Chair LaVere.
Please, go ahead, Vice Chair Hernandez.
Yes, I wanted to ask, I've only been on BCREA for 1 year, I believe. And I was wondering, do we have a strategic plan that outlines our mission and our goals? And if so, does what you're proposing fit within that realm, within those mission and goals?
Yeah, we have a mission and goals, and we outline several different items on our we can send that. We have on our website. We do not have a strategic plan. All of our funding up until maybe 2-3 years ago has always been Edison and SoCal Gas funding. So that's why we always focus on energy efficiency and kind of what they funded us to do. And then the last few years we kind of started to kind of expand and do different things. So that's why we're doing switching. So this our goals currently cover recycling, food waste, and water. Like I said, we just have very broad goals, but we don't have like a specific strategic plan. We just have kind of like broader things that we will look for.
I think it's always good to look for grant money. I just get a little concerned about mission creep and maybe going too far into other areas, but I your job better than I do, so I would support staff moving in that direction.
And that was a great question. I think it would be helpful for all of the new members to maybe receive those missions and goals so we can see kind of the scope of what VCRA is meant to be covering. But I would echo what Vice Chair Hernandez said. If there's regional environmental initiatives that we can be pursuing in line with those goals, I'm all for it. Any other questions or comments?
I have a few comments, I guess. I'm wondering, with all the different agencies under the public safety power shutoffs, there's an awful lot of agencies re-looking at how they can independently have their own energy to survive some of these shutoffs. And though I'm looking forward to the energy action plan that's coming in the summer, I was just wondering if in the future, if there's any grants possible with a look at the Ventura County Special Districts, a whole other group of agencies that comprise of hospital health districts as well as water, wastewater agencies. And I know that there'd be, I just don't know how you could work a grant to engage in that activity. But I just wanted to throw that up, that there's certainly a lot of agencies out there that are re-looking at the way they can survive public safety power shutoffs and possibly turn a little green.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Quady. Any other comments or questions?
Just a comment that I would support staff to pursue this. Absolutely.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Ms. Hughes, do we need a motion on this?
But we do have a couple of other updates that we'd like to present to the board that will only take a couple of minutes. Can we do that quickly?
Oh, of course, please.
Thank you. Yes, I wanted to congratulate the school districts in our region. If you receive the VCREA program update, it'll acknowledge that some of our school districts are getting new electric buses, and there's some photos with their green wheels and green bumpers. APCD staff has asked the electric bus company to bring one of their buses to the March 9th Board of Supervisors and APC board meetings. So on March 9th at 12 p.m., one of the new electric buses will be on display at our government center. Also, I just wanted to let everyone know that yesterday we applied for a Drive Electric Earth Day grant to hold 5 events during the week of Earth Day. And they're described in your BCRA upcoming programs, but one's a fun activity with the school districts and teachers to have a Evie McWheelie coloring contest, and students will be picked to win one of 20 raffle prizes. We'll also be doing an EV 101 presentation in English and then one in Spanish. And we're also working with MyCop to present the EV 101 in Spanish and also Mixteco. We have a fun EV movie night on the schedule, as well as for our local jurisdictions. We're working with SCAG and with GoBiz to host an EV permit streamlining webinar, which will go over AB 1236 to make sure that all of our jurisdictions are in compliance. Oh, and the last fun activity or update is there's these energy toolkits that are now at all county libraries that people can check out. And the toolkits have a bunch of water and energy efficiency tools and supplies that residents can check out and use to implement energy efficiency and water efficiency. And some of the items you can keep, like there's these fun light bulbs, low flow shower heads, aerators, we have weather stripping, as well as a kilowatt meter. And if all of these things are new to you, we have this awesome guidebook that's in English on one side and in Spanish on the other side. And it'll give you tips and directions on how to use all this fun equipment. And this is a partnership with BCREA, 3CREN, the Tri-County Regional Energy Network, as well as county libraries. And it's a pilot project. And if this goes well, then we hope to expand it to more libraries within our county. Additionally, this project or this energy toolkit program will be expanded to Santa Barbara and Slo counties in the near future. So, tell people to check them out. It's exciting.
That's a great resource. What kind of outreach are we doing to let the public know that this is available?
We just sent out 2 press releases. We also did an announcement in our county newsletter and let all of our cities know to hopefully put it in their newsletters. And on Monday, there is an interview on KCLU about the energy toolkits.
Great, thank you. Any questions on this item?
Oh, I forgot one thing. Oh. We also have bookmarks that the libraries will be handing out when people check out books that are in English and Spanish that also tell people about the toolkits.
I don't hear any questions, so thank you for that update. Are there any, going on to item 16, are there any items that any board member would like to place on a future agenda? All right, hearing none, our next meeting is scheduled for May 20, 2021. And we'll adjourn today's meeting, and I'll look forward to seeing everybody in May. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We'll see.
Thank you, Steph.